Welcome to Extroverted. Join your loud friends, Jules and Jeremy, for a weekly competition beyond the headlines and into the extra.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, maybe not children. Hi, it's your host, Jules, and this is my co-host,
Jeremy.
Sorry, my brain
That's
died.
Okay.
Just that
I
fast.
I love that intro.
I've been thinking a lot about the circus.
That is great.
Have you ever been to the circus?
Yes, of course I've been to the circus.
I hate the circus.
Really?
Oh my gosh. I hate the circus. I hate this topic. I'm thrilled that our guest picked it and then he just dipped out on us. And he doesn't have to experience all of the
coral phobia. I hate the smell of the circus.
Everyone should hate the smell of the circus.
Yeah, but I love like the acrobats, the clowns, the juggling, I didn't like, and it's pretty much gone now, but obviously the cruel animal treatment that a lot of circuses are accused of. But yeah, man, I love the circus. Some of the most expensive cotton candy you'll ever find.
The most deliciously stale popcorn you've ever eaten in your life.
Very true.
I used to work at a movie theater, so I know good popcorn versus excessively stale popcorn.
That's true. And, you know, the movie theaters, you're constantly popping new popcorn. So it's always pretty much fresh, you know, at the circus. That's, you know, a weekend circus run. You get there on Sunday for the matinee. And that popcorn was made Thursday night, you know.
If not earlier. It might be Last Town's popcorn.
But you still buy it.
You have to. You have to buy it. You have to buy the candy apples. You have to appreciate the extreme monochromatic tents and the loud noise and the bad seating.
Yeah, very bad seating. So I don't want to ruin your story, but why, and if it does, we don't have to talk about it, but why do you hate circuses? Or why did you hate circuses?
I have a little bit of a clown problem.
I did learn in my research that it's not the story I'm going to tell. It was a runner-up, but it is not illegal to dress like a clown. Did you know that?
No, but it should be. Like, I might carry it up at the next town hall. Like, I don't need people just casually clowning out.
Why didn't you say clowning around?
It's a missed opportunity is what it is.
That's all
the
right.
The phobia, it's not a phobia, but it's a discomfort prevents clarity of mind.
And you know, there's a lot of people that are scared of clowns, but what is it for you? Has it always been that way, or was there a certain time? Like,
what? I had a fever dream as a child. There was like a clown something in my room, and I had a fever, and then I thought the clown was going to kill me, and this is in the same realm of Pennywise the Clown and then finding out about Pogo the Clown as a true crime aficionado and, you know, Captain Spaulding. And the monster of clown is everywhere.
And what about one of my favorites growing up, Bozo the Clown?
Also a creep.
He was pretty creepy, I will say that. But I was watching some YouTubes, YouTube videos like probably a few months ago, and I was like watching old Bozo the Clown episodes, and it was just, it's definitely creepy, but the funny thing is like the prizes they would give away, like these kids had to do all this stuff and then make these balls all the way into these buckets down, and like the grand prize is like a trip for two to Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida.
That's a pretty sweet trip. I mean, unless they were filming in Florida, which is trash.
Yeah, they were, I think. I don't know. But,
like,
yeah, that's a sweet
color
trip. But, like, all the prizes moving up to it, it was like a new Matchbox car.
That's pitiful. That's pitiful. But like in Living Color had Homie the Clown. He was aggressive.
Yeah.
Simpsons had Sideshow Bob, Killer Clown.
Killer Clown, yeah.
You know, they're just not intended to be your friend.
So if there was a circus without, and correct me if I'm wrong, but is circuses, is that the plural of circus? It sounds weird when I'm saying it, but is it circi?
Yes, sure.
I'm a North Carolina educated individual, as you know, and I'm pretty sure our state ranked 63rd in education. So, out of all the states, out of all 63 states.
We're doing really good over here, is what he's telling you.
So, yeah. So, if there was a circus without clowns and obviously animal abuse, then would you be down for it?
I don't know. And we are getting awfully close to subject matter. I don't know that there is such a thing as a circus without a clown. They seem to be pitted together for all time henceforth.
Well, before we get into our stories we found, I just wanted to give a special thanks, obviously, to Mr. Christy Yamaguchi Main for filling in for me last week. Great stories from both you guys.
Woo!
And I really enjoyed listening to it. I actually learned a lot from him mainly. Your story was definitely crazy too. Like the same wives and the names and everything. And that's just weird. But I will reveal the winner at the end of this episode. And I just wanted to say thanks for him. Thanks to him for filling in because I could not make it to record last week due to us being 13 hours apart and life comes in the way sometimes. And he stepped up and did so admirably. So,
well, I appreciate you being cool and sharing the mic. It was cool to have an extra guest on there. I think he was really well received from our listeners. I got some cool feedback just about loving the energy of having, you know, a new voice on the pod. And
or was it just that I wasn't on it anymore?
You know, I don't think so. People ask me where you were. I'm like, do you listen to the whole thing?
Tell them to next time just to send me a little something on the IG.
Right. But I think Christy did a great job and I'd love to have him back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I took the week off. I was kind of ill prepared. So if you don't mind, I'm going to make you go first this week.
Okay, perfect. So as we were talking about, I believe, and my contention is going to be for this, the purpose of the story, that clowns and circuses go hand in hand. Clowns have been around for all of forever. Documentation, according to Wikipedia, said that they were dated back to ancient Greece and like the 5th dynasty of Egypt and 2400 BC or something, like effing forever. Modern clowns have been associated with the circus since the mid-1900s, 20th century, from variety shows and the harlequinades of theater, and which had like harlequins and clowns. And if you don't know, harlequins are pantomiming fools. They dress with checkered clothes, whereas clowns are more brightly colored. They have the traditional red nose and they do a lot of slapstick.
So Jules, you just might have just blew my mind a little bit. Is that where the name Harley Quinn comes from?
Yes, Harley. Yeah, so yeah, Batman actually perfectly depicts the difference. Like you have the Joker, who is a clown and he's really in your face. He wears bold clothes. He's more visually aggressive, physically outlandish. Whereas Harley Quinn, exactly like she's dressed, is usually quieter and dumber. Bless her heart.
I never knew that. And I just learned that. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Clowns as we know them with their super scary traditional white face painted is the fault of a man named Joseph Grimaldi. He's like from the 1800s and his scary clown invention is the clown that we're all scared of. So all of this to tell you about a cool guy in 2020 an extrovert himself, Mr. Patrick Branger from Billings, Montana. He performs a one-man circus, even in the days of quarantine. He's currently he's still employed. He's on a five-day run with the Montana State Fair right now out there doing his act. It's like a 30-minute circus show of just him. He does tightrope walking and balancing acts and illusion tricks. He moonlights as the clown Patty Cakes, which apparently is a name that, I don't know, one of his sister's one-time boyfriend called him when he was in high school learning to be a clown, or clown in training. When he's not a clown, Patrick is a full-time firefighter and an EMT for the city that he lives in. He owns an entertainment company called Montana Premier Entertainment, and they rent out circus crap and do circus stuff and clown things, clowning. And they also rent inflatables. He was creepily obsessed with clowns as a child, which somebody should talk to him about. He got to see some pretty big circus come to his town, and he interviewed clowns and asked them like about their qualifications, and realized very early on that he could in fact legitimately be a clown and make money doing that. So he's at this point been a clown for like 20 years. In 15, they had like a newspaper article about him listing his accolades as like juggling flaming clubs and hula hoops and balls, scarves, toilet plungers, whatever this kid could find. He rides a 5-foot-tall unicycle. I watched a couple YouTube videos where he's like holding ladders with his mouth, and he seems a little odd. And beyond that, I was a little too creeped out from his clowning. So, that's right. Branger, Montana.
Patrick Branger, Montana's one-man circus.
One-man circus.
That's awesome. I'm sure we're going to put up the pictures and everything in the IG and link it to our Twitter, right?
Yes. Yeah, I've got a couple pictures of him, both as a child clown, which is creepier than I think intended, and as a grown man clowning around, if you will.
But how many, I really respect it, because there's so many kids, you know, probably me and you included, when we were children, that have this dream of what we want to do when we grow up, right? Nowadays, it's, or probably almost always, it's like, I want to be a firefighter, a doctor, a veterinarian, a lawyer, something like that. But this kid was like, I want to be a clown. And then he became a clown, and now he's making a living from it.
Absolutely. And I mean, he recognizes that this is something that people, that brings them joy, right? So he has a career that he maybe doesn't get to see people in their best days. And then he has this other job that it gets all of that extroverted energy out of him. And he does get to bring somebody a smile and make something really bright for them, or see people cry, possibly, depending on his shtick.
That's true. And that's one of the things I really love about like doing stand-up comedy and stuff like that. And I think that's a real gift people, entertainers bring. When you come to the circus or a stand-up comedy club or whatever, all those people are feeling some sort of way. And if you can just make them smile, laugh, then you've done your job. And who knows, you may have even saved their life. Well, that's awesome. Definitely an extrovert for sure. And if he's available,
he's got to be, right?
We would love to have him on the show.
I would love to. I thought about sending him a message being like, hi, what's up? Will you come tell us about your clown life?
I think we could probably get him.
I totally think so.
Out of all the people I've invited to the show, I think he's one that would actually come.
Patrick, come to Extroverted and tell us about your clown adventures. Tell us about the informal clown group. And is there a clown certification process to keep you... from the Pogo the Clown line of defense?
you know there is a clown college, right?
No, there's not.
Yep, absolutely there is. I don't have any of the stats with me right now because I didn't know you were telling a story about clowns. But yep, yeah, there's Clown College.
We will find a link to this if it's credible, and I will never go there. So
you quoted WikiLeaks. And now you're asking me if it's credible? Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's exactly how this plays out.
Yay!
So my story comes all the way out of Russia.
Is this a current story? I might get a
reaction out of you.
I was just thinking about Anastasia, but I don't remember. I couldn't date and timestamp that if I wanted
to. So by recent, it's 3 years old, the story is. So I think that meets the mark there.
Sure, let's do it.
If I remember correctly, your story last week was over 40 years old.
You weren't there.
So it's actually funny that we talked about clown colleges because this article from The Independent is called, or is titled, "These Graduates Throw Themselves, Not Cats, in the Air."
What? They're acrobats.
Yeah, Jules.
Oh,
God, you are Jesus.
I'll be here all night, folks.
So this was created in 1927 by the Soviet People Commissariat, something like that, of Education. The Rumyantsev State School of Circus and Variety Arts. It's a 4-year program with 180 students who attend free of charge. It was the world's first fully fledged circus university.
Wow. The world's first?
That's what the article says, Jules.
Damn.
The curriculum at the Moscow Circus Schools, as it's commonly known, includes standards of science and humanities subjects, but does not extend to working with animals. And that's usually animal work in the circus, from what this article is saying, is usually based on the family dynasty of that circus. Like if they're going to be with animals and how they're going to do it. That's not something that's taught at school. But as we said, a lot of circuses are getting away from animal use.
Hold on. Can I sidebar? Are Siegfried and Roy a circus?
Siegfried and Roy are magicians.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Are they a
circus? And one of them's dead.
You're thinking about the Ringling Brothers. That's a circus.
That is a circus.
Well, it was a circus. I don't think it's around anymore. That's the one I always went to.
I think that's the one that Mr. Branger went to.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Continue.
It's okay. Competition to get into the school now is nowhere as fierce as it used to be in Soviet times, where hundreds might apply for one single spot. The circus is big in Russia, apparently.
Apparently. And they're little over there, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're acrobatic. For their final performance, more than 24 members of the school's graduating class display their hair-raising feats of flight and balance in a round-domed pink hall with a retro vibe.
Like Hogwarts.
One of the graduates was quoted as saying that he was actually dragged to the circus studio by his sister, and he resisted it, and he resisted it. Then I ended up liking it.
I mean, he gets to hold up beautiful girls in leotards all day. Hard life, buddy.
And one thing, because I know you mentioned juggling with your story, I wanted to mention. Dennis Davidov, 21, a gangly juggler, also practices under the dome in the college. He's aiming right now to beat the world, well, 3 years ago, he's aiming to beat the world record of 12 objects in the air at the same time.
Holy crap.
4 months ago, he made it to 11 objects, but he's still working to break that world record of juggling 12 objects in the air at the same time. So there's a lot more to this article, but I just thought, like, how, talk about extroverts, right? How, I mean, is there any more extroverts than people who are going to circus college?
I mean, that's pretty intense. Like, what's Robin's name in the Batman universe?
I think that is his name, Robin.
No. He's got a name, like Bruce Wayne. Whatever, one of the Robins, because I think there's been several. Or at least Robin in the movie was like, his family was in the circus. He was like a circus dynasty.
I didn't know that.
It's one of the bad Batman movies from the 90s.
Interesting. He had a family dynasty, and that's where they would control the animal part, if you didn't catch that in my story. That's all controlled by family circus dynasties.
I don't remember animals being there, but maybe that's what happened to his folks. So I wonder if this guy ever broke the record. Did you look for the most balls juggled?
So mine is usually I juggle two balls, but I have juggled three from time to time. But no, that's I did not look because balls. I do not ever prepare enough for your questions. But I will look, and I will post it when we send out the IG and Twitter for this episode. I will post the information of the actual world record where it stands today.
I would appreciate that. I'm here for only the facts, Jeremy. That's why I use Wikipedia all the time.
I know. And where where can our listeners find those facts for us?
Yeah, so if you want to come see what we're up to, what we found in our stories, check us out on Instagram at extrovertedpod or on Twitter at extrovertedpod.
Right, very simple, same name, both platforms. We're trying to build up that community there and share a lot of stuff with you guys. I got some great pictures from this story as well, just the students doing their thing. So I think that that'll be great for the IG. And what the kids are saying these days, I believe.
You know, it's so interesting that this would still even be a thing. I guess I had never really considered. I mean, it's very physically demanding to be an acrobat and to be really good at that kind of physical comedy. But to think about it in a way that you would have to study it, total sense.
I have a quick little nugget of information for you.
Dun, 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 dun. Do we need the drum roll again?
Statistically, it's harder to get into clown college than it is to get into Harvard.
What? Is it because there's only one clown college?
Based on the number of applicants compared to the number of people that got accepted.
Well, how many people get accepted to...
I don't know. Just know there's a clown college and it's hard to get into. You have a better chance of getting accepted to Harvard Law School.
Wait. It's just Harvard Law? It's not Harvard the regular?
No, it's regular Harvard, but I thought it was just regular Harvard, what's called Harvard Law School. Because I'm educated either. In North Carolina.
I didn't go to Harvard, folks.
63rd
state. Number 63. We got this.
So the moment everybody's been waiting for, obviously they want to know who I think won last week's episode. And, you know, I kind of teased it on Twitter. There was one very specific reason I picked the winner I picked. Do you have any clue what that reason might be?
Because I am your co-host and you are required passionately bound, dutifully bound to support the home team.
So I picked Christy Yamaguchi Maine. And the reason why is very simple. And once I say it, you're going to be like, oh, that makes sense. But
no, I won't. Let's hear it.
You know, I have a history of inviting all the guests that we talk about onto the show. He invited the Exorbed twin to be a guest on the podcast. And that's what put me over the edge.
This is garbage. I appeal. We need words from the people because I invited Taylor to the pod so we could buy her. You absorbed your twin swag and he extended the invitation to the parasite of her life.
Correct, because he cares about more than what's on the outside of Taylor.
That's all that's left of the twin is what's on the outside.
What a crazy picture and a crazy story. But they were both great. But I had to give the nod to Christy Yamaguchi Main because when he invited the absorbed twin, I just lost my shit.
Oh, man. That's fine, but I think in retaliation, you have to go up against Christy.
That's fine. We'll set it up.
Okay, good. In the meantime, why don't you come up with a theme?
My theme... Oh, gosh, I wasn't prepared for this either. See what taking a week off does? I don't even know the way this episode runs. I'm going to say let's do... my option will be an extra story from a... coffee shop.
Okay.
Or dealing with a coffee shop or coffee. We'll kind of open it up a little bit. And it can't be the lady who sued McDonald's for spilling hot coffee on herself. We already know that story.
Well, that's not fair.
And I believe that's it.
Yep, that's it. Unless you have any extra stories, you, the listeners, have any stories that we missed regarding the circus, I definitely want to hear it. This was kind of a challenging one, as usual. I like to use COVID as an excuse, but Jeremy continues to challenge us to find the extra in every day. So thank you, Jeremy, so much for your time.
You're welcome, and thanks to all the listeners out there. We appreciate all your reviews. We'll get back to reading some of those next week. All those 5-star written reviews. So keep them coming in. It really helps us out a lot. And I'm sorry if you guys heard the rogue struggle. We appreciate all you guys. Jules, you have a great night and I appreciate you doing this.
Yeah. Have an awesome day. Bye.
See ya.